This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Country Duty Show on CliffCentral.com. My name is Dumi Sole, and it's been a while. I'm joined in studio by a lovely lady. Okay, she's trying to sort herself out. Butle, welcome to the Country Duty Show.
To be back.
Lovely. I've actually missed the studio. It's been a while. And I'm glad that I have you today as one of our guests.
Where have you been?
I've been very busy. School, work, and everything else has been keeping me busy. I'm sure, I think most of my followers have seen that I hardly tweet a lot during the day because, you know, work is really picked up, but it is what it is. And
we saw you pass your exams.
Oh, yes, that much I have. And I'm excited about that. And I'll throw a party and I'll send out invites for select few, like yourself, you know, who is a proper patron of Country GT and stuff. Please do join our discussion. Tag at CountryGTZA at CliffCentral.com. At Dumi Sole, and your handle?
At Hlulane Butle.
Use the hashtag Country GT, and we'll be able to pick up your comments and stuff. Today it's going to be a very light show, but informative as well. We're talking Women's Day 2018. We're talking about the total shutdown and everything else that you would like to know or share, whatever that's on your mind. Our studio number is 0861-555-189. Send your WhatsApp text to 079-748-2090, and we'll be able to pick up your tweets, your WhatsApp messages and the likes, and have a chat. So how's your week been?
Unproductive. Unproductive, lazy, challenging in some aspects because I'm trying to get ready to leave for school in September.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Kigali, Rwanda. I'm going to African Leadership University.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. And what are you going to be studying there?
So first year we do a leadership core, which is mandatory. Yeah. And then I'm going on to major in global challenges.
Interesting. And how long is your course?
It's 3.5 years.
Goodness.
Basically.
So that's how long you'd be gone.
Yes.
And you're going for?
I'm gone.
and were you not studying anything this side?
No, I wasn't studying. I was taking a gap year this year.
That's lovely. So this definitely came at a great time, I guess.
It really did. It was also a deliberate choice.
That's lovely.
So, I'm very happy that it came.
No, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're going to definitely make us proud, I guess.
I hope so.
What do you mean you hope so? You need to
there's just sure so that, much pressure on that, though. It's just like, I'm just going for me, though.
Yeah, but you know, I think people are generally what you call your patrons, people who are, you know, representing and ambassadors for the country. And I think when you're out there, you'll be in a position to see how things are and represent us very well. And it's important that, you know, you do the best and ensure that you represent us well. So please send a shout out to Hlen, ensure that you wish her well. As I said, use the hashtag Country Duty. Tag at Country Duties at Dumi Sole and cliffcentral.com so that we'll be able to pick your tweets. So what have you been up to? I think I've asked you this question and I'm asking you again. Other than being busy and preparing to leave.
I've also, well, that was in June though. The two femalogs that we had in Johannesburg and Port Elizabeth. Yeah. And that's basically what I've been doing. I'm taking care of Be Feminist. Yeah. And then, but now this month has solely been focused because I was just gushed upon with the scholarship to leave. Yeah. And then now I have to like prepare for all of that. So that's what I've been up to.
Yeah. And tell us, I mean, just tell us about the what do you call them?
Femalogs.
I must get it right. So what are those and what do they entail?
So Femilogues are feminist dialogues because Be Feminist is an organization about feminism.
Yeah.
And they're basically dialogues centered around social issues and economic and political issues, all intertwined in a single conversation. And so we had one on the 16th of June, and there was another one on the 30th of June.
Yeah.
In two different places, two different outcomes.
100%. So you said you had it here,
mm-hmm.
and also
Port Elizabeth,
PE.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who are you intending on attracting, and what did you discuss there? I think as soon as you talk about Femilogues and stuff like that, people associated with a certain type of people.
Mm.
Who did you invite?
It was literally everybody. The conversations are open to everyone. So, but there was much more versatility in Johannesburg than there was in Port Elizabeth.
Interesting.
Mm.
So it was more about either some marketing to a certain extent and otherwise, and maybe people being familiar with what you do and stuff like that.
Mm.
Okay, that's lovely. So in Joburg, were there men in your chats?
I do remember there being like very few men in the Joburg conversation. In the Port Elizabeth conversation, men kind of actually showed up.
Interesting.
I know. And people would expect Eastern Cape to be the place that men aren't trying to show up for such things.
100%.
I don't know if because maybe some of them were my friends. So.
But at the end of the day, you did have a bit of turn up, and you ensured that stuff is discussed. What did you discuss?
So on
Let's start with Joburg. Because that's where it started.
So the one in Johannesburg was about South Africa's democratic identity.
Okay.
Was about black consciousness and the fundamentalisms of the black consciousness movement. And it was also about the importance of feminism and democracy and where to from here kind of conversation about the responsibilities that we have as the youth, and hearing also from quite a few elders about what they think about us, and the panelists coming in from their perspectives and their different areas of work.
Yeah. All right. I hear you. What were the uncomfortable topics that you... I mean, you're touching it high level, but I think for our listeners, you really want to be in a situation where we know exactly what you discussed. Very same uncomfortable issues and stuff. But while you think about that, let's talk about Women's Day in South Africa and what you do and what you're talking about as far as feminism is concerned. What do you think of Women's Day and how? So that's the first part. The second part is, how would you link it with feminism? Is there space, given how we understand Women's Day and feminism in South Africa?
How I feel about Women's Day? Okay. I do feel like it's supposed to be a great time to commemorate the occurrences and sacrifices and, you know, the initiatives taken by those far before my era. So I do feel that's what it's supposed to be about. I'm not sure if it's leading into that direction.
Yeah.
I'm very concerned about that.
Okay.
And there is space. There is exactly why I'm concerned is that it seems like there is a lack of feminist kind of spaces within this month.
I see.
That's what I feel, because this month is centered around telling women what they already know is that they're great. And it's also centered around teaching men how to act around women.
Yes.
And it's kind of like, oh, let's go back to the drawing board, maybe. Yeah.
And that's true. But as I said, do you think the space for feminists in Women's Month and celebrating feminism in conjunction with Women's Month, and maybe for someone you know that would and who has not listened to our initial show, if you were to talk about feminism, what is it, so that we can try and link it with Women's Month and what you do and what you stand for, and perhaps making it attractive to the young and upcoming women.
Mm-hmm. So feminism is believing that everyone is equal in social, political, and economic realms, and also recognizing women as equal, as human beings that are not gods or goddesses, that are just equal to every other gender.
100%.
And it's also, I think it's also a language to use for people who feel like they're more than one thing.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't think feminism is necessarily a box. I think it's many things.
Yes.
It's allowing yourself to be feminine and masculine, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what feminism is about.
I see.
And I missed the second question. I'm so sorry.
So the second question, and I think you've outlined it. Mm-hmm. I've asked, is there space for a feminist in how we understand Women's Day and mm-hmm. some of the activities and stuff that we see?
There's a lot of space.
Yeah.
In fact, the space that needs to be filled with every single individual.
Yeah.
I don't think it's because of Women's Month. I think in Cancer Awareness Month, in yes. Youth Month, in Valentine's Day Month, all of it. I think it's very important for people to advocate for equality for everyone 100%. And not to be biased based on gender or race or any other intersectionality.
I hear you, and I absolutely agree with you. And let's talk about the most recent and very unfortunate incident relating to Kinsani. And I mean, she rest in eternal peace. I think, you know, it was very unfortunate. I recently learned about it and stuff. What is your view? And the reason that I'm asking, what is your view is because of what initially had happened. If you recall, there was men attrition last year,
yes.
2017, 18, and it was really gaining momentum and stuff. And it's been there. And we saw a high rise of femicide and all those type of related stuff. And before we knew it, I mean, we also had Rhodes University rape and yes. referencing list. What do you think? What's your view?
I'm trying not to sound as cynical as possible, but I was not surprised. I was surprised that this it was a specific individual.
Yes.
But I'm not surprised that such things are happening.
Yes.
It's just that sometimes people choose to make it a hashtag and sometimes people choose to not make it one.
Yes.
And it's what people don't understand is that it's a perpetuating thing. So we think it comes and goes, but it's continuous. Like, if people actually read statistics and newspapers, the amount of gruesome behavior against women, it's not surprising. And also, because of the conversations are always linear about how women should probably try not to put themselves in those circumstances, right?
100%.
And also acting like it's men who come from different continents. No, I mean, men who come from different planets who come and do this act and then leave, right?
Yeah.
Until we stop acting like that, I will not stop not being surprised.
100%. And I mean, I think you guys are not asking too much. You're basically saying, respect us, know us, and we human beings. And also, you happen to be vulnerable, and people ought to basically respect that. And more importantly from us as men, we need to protect you guys, and we do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very unfortunate that we are now, I think, as men, perceiving women as extinct, and we are, you know, really doing everything possible to make them extinct, and it's very unfortunate. What do you think of the laws of the country insofar as them advocating and advancing women's rights?
This country is shady.
Okay.
I do think that this country has a beautiful...
Yes.
They have beautiful laws on paper, right? I think the laws look creative and they look pretty and appealing, but that's not the problem, the lack of laws. I think it's the implementation of justice.
Yes.
That is a huge issue. And that isn't only in the law realm, right? It's not only in the justice realm. Mm. It's not only political. I think socially, there's certain conversations we don't have that tend to be a result of certain occurrences in other spaces, such as economically and then politically. And I think it's affecting a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot could be prevented, and not only by law, because then law only states to protect those who come before the law and actually admit to being violated. What about the people who don't?
Yeah.
Are we going to say law to them when they don't even know they have rights? You know, I think it's troubling.
Yeah.
But we have pretty papers. We just need to do something about it.
Yeah. No, I hear you, and I think I agree with you. There's issues of capacity of the subs. There's issues of capacity insofar as the prosecutors and ensuring ultimately a significant amount of people are prosecuted. And we're not getting that. So you find the justice system failing women and children. And it's very unfortunate. We have rapists walking amongst us, and it's a challenge. As I said, do join our discussion and conversation using hashtag CountryGuity, studio number 0861-555-189. You can also send your WhatsApps to 079-748-2090. Please tag us on Twitter at Dumisol, at CountryGuityZA, at cliffcentral.com, and at...
Lulane Buhle.
That's the handle, and we can continue with our discussion and deal with it. Let's go back to your discussions and dialogues. What were they seeking to achieve, amongst other things, over and above starting conversations? But you know, the essence, insofar as disrupting the stereotype and really getting men to be part of it. Tell us more about that.
I think the main objective for me is very simple. Leave with more questions than you came here with.
Yeah.
That was one of the objectives. So be intuitive, take in information, gain information, and then from that, leave with more questions. Go and find certain answers. Have certain conversations outside of this realm, because we can only have these conversations so many times, and we can... We can only act self-righteous in those spaces for a certain period of time. 100%. But it's important to just ask more, to seek knowledge 100%. And information about certain topics.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
So there's an educational element linked to it. And that educational element is important in terms of empowering and educating. Excuse me. And what else? I mean, that if someone is listening to you now, and says, I like the work that you do, I want to be part of it. And they say, what is it? How would you describe it?
It's a space of intellectual activism.
Yes.
And that promotes education, equality, and empowerment. So in simple terms, that's what it is. If anything there resonates, then with I think
you.
It's quite simple.
No, I hear you. And you said you... It's an organization, right, that you're heading and stuff. You do have other people that you work with and stuff. Yes? No? You get it, people?
Besides my support system, I'm quite alone.
And I hear you. And you are, you know, given this type of discussions, looking at branching, meeting up with like-minded type of people and ensuring that, you know, you grow this because, you know, you're very young, that much I must say. I think we did discuss this last time, but for those who missed it, and I know it's apparently rude to ask a lady how old they are and stuff, but surely you can tell us.
I'm 10 plus 8.
You know, young, upcoming, and very, I'd say, intellectually stimulating type of person. And you're there. At 18, you're changing the world. And that's exactly what this thing is about. It disrupts the very same essence of men and spaces that are owned by men and ensuring that this is the space. Mm. And how's your mom feeling regarding you going away for 3 years?
Oh my gosh, she's making everything about herself. Like, and the so when I found out, I actually found out through Twitter, which is yes. So then
So what did they tag you and say? Listen, congratulations, you're coming.
So
they send you a DM.
No, it wasn't such as that. So what they did. So it's the Nelson Mandela Centennial Scholarships.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. So it's part ALU with Graham Michelle, with Mandela Institute of Development Studies, and other donors and partners. So what they did is that they sent an email that every 30 minutes they're going to deliver 10 names because there's 100 names.
Wow.
So every 30 minutes on their social media pages, they're going to drop 10 names. And so I went and checked off the first four lists. I wasn't there.
Right.
I wanted to cry, and I was already I was already giving up, and I was like, okay, it's fine, whatever. Yeah. I didn't think I was gonna get it anyway, and I was very, very bitter. But then when I found my name, and then I called my mom, and then she was like, oh, does that mean you're leaving? Oh my gosh, you're leaving so soon. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, ma. And then now she's like, so who's going to make tea for me? Who's going to cook for me? Who's gonna talk to me? And I'm like, you maybe need to find friends, mom.
100%. Because surely mommy probably didn't anticipate that one day my little girl will go elsewhere and expand and encourage, you know, and be encouraged and challenge the stereotype elsewhere. And it's happening now, and she's a little distracted and worried, amongst other things. But she'll be fine, I think, and she'll get to it. And I think just after a musical break, I just want us to, I mean, if you have stuff to share from your discussions, do that. And if you want us to play it, or otherwise, let's do that. But let's just give our listeners a bit of what it is and what it was. And if, you know, you want to share, be it a poem or something, let's fire it up, if at all possible. I don't want to put you on the spot or otherwise, but this is what it is, you know. This is the Country Duty Show on cliffcentral.com, and we're going for a musical break.
This is cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back to the Country Duty Show on cliffcentral.com. My name is Dumi Sole, and that was Rihanna.
Your
girl Riri needed me. I never introduce songs or whatever, but anyway, it is what it is. And I'm joined in the studio with a very smart 18-year-old, Buhle, who is doing amazing things. She's heading to, you said Ghana?
Rwanda.
Rwanda for the next 3 years. Do they call it the Nelson Mandela Fellow something?
I actually don't know what they call us.
Okay, but hey.
It's Nelson Mandela Centennial Scholar.
Scholar.
Something.
That's the thing.
Just a student.
It's not just a student.
It really is.
It's exceptional people who make it on the list, and you're amongst those, and we're very proud, especially as being a patron of Country GT. I mean, you've been here before, so we know that you're going to represent us very well and stuff. Yeah, before the break, we were just talking about some of the activities that you've been doing and what you've been sharing and stuff. Do you perhaps just want to, if anything, share with our listeners and stuff that you can take us through it? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but this is what it is. Yeah?
I know. Yeah. Can I share my perspective on now, standing in hindsight after the conversations? On the conversation on the 16th that was about Black consciousness, I think we battled a lot with identity and trying to define what our identity is, especially as younger people. So particularly when you go to specific schools, whether you're advantaged or disadvantaged, a lot of people were talking about that and struggling with that, not knowing where you fit in per se. That was a really, really strong thing, because sometimes you're too white for, you know, for the Black people, but then you're too Black for the white people, you know. So there was a specific intense need for people to feel like they belong, not only to some sort of, I don't know, identity, but to belong to themselves.
Yes.
And we don't know where we're supposed to go, and because we don't have the conversations of where we come from, so we only stuck with that single knowledge of Black people were suffering, and we don't know, okay, now that we don't suffer anymore, how do we move and operate within these spaces? And I also think the conversation that wasn't necessarily grasped intensely as I had hoped but also expected is the one on feminism and what really bringing this whole feminist thing within the culture, African culture space was.
Yes.
I think people grappled with that quite a lot.
100%.
And Black consciousness, like, no one knows anything about Black consciousness except for Steve Biko.
Of course. And I'm sure there's more to it.
Yes.
You know, than what would be expected and stuff.
And they think, I Write What I Like is a quote, not an entire book.
Yeah.
So a collection. And that was very troubling for me because it's a book by which I try and live by and understand, and which is trying to kind of grasp this whole thing of identity.
100%.
So those are quite intense things. And also the bridge between the young and the old was something that was also emphasized, that older people assuming a lot about Born Frees.
Yes.
And then Born Frees thinking they know better because they have much more access than to older people. And so that was very, very interesting to watch.
Right.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I think it's a very interesting aspect where, and I think for me, where do you then join these things together? And over and above joining them, but finding synergy for them to operate on without the other, you know, disrespecting the other and stuff like that. It's always difficult from that perspective. So Katlego says she's very proud of you and your journey. You're about to embark on a very important aspect and change, life-changing scenario. So we see you and full underscore K. And we said that you are not with us today, but glad that you're listening in. And Mutle says thank you.
Hey, girl.
and yeah. So that's very positive. But how do you then get it right? How do you, as a young 18-year-old, go to someone who's been there with experience and say, listen, this was what it was, and this is how we or I perceive things. Being respectful and doing it to such an extent that you are able to gauge support and understanding before you get told that you are being disrespectful.
I've learned communication through the relationship I have with my mother.
Yeah.
So that's how I've kind of navigated in the spaces that I have been, and been fortunate to meet a lot of people and to encounter a lot of people that have been through certain things. And I ask a lot of questions and I ask a lot of questions that date back to, okay, so how were you living? Especially like between my mother and I, she will tell me certain things about how she was living, and I was like, but then like, why? I don't understand why you had to go fetch water, like the tap, bro. Yeah. So and sometimes to just normalizing those conversations, right? And having them in such a way that, okay, I'm kind of making tea for you. Yes. And then over tea we'll have this conversation. I think also creating a space of comfort
100%.
For younger people and as well as older, and asking with a good intention, I think is also important. Not asking with the intention of thinking that I'm better and I can solve the entire world, because I can't.
Of course.
And just asking with a good heart to know what I can't, what I shouldn't repeat, and what I should try and learn from that story. And also to kind of appreciate where I'm standing right now, and not to think that everything I have and I have accumulated is something that is a right. When necessarily it could have been a privilege like a few years ago, like 30 years ago, that was a privilege.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I think that's key, as you correctly said and point out. Not so many people get that opportunity and stuff. And if there's one thing, and I know that, you know, we need to wrap up shortly and so that you are on your way. Tomorrow is Women's Day. What do you think we're going to hear, firstly? And the second aspect to that question is, what should we actually hear? So what do you think we're going to hear tomorrow from government and the powers that be?
We are going to hear that women are amazing and beautiful and carry the whole universe. We're going to hear that women should understand that they have power. And and we're going to hear how you should balance your life as a woman, how you should live how you should have a corporate life and a family life, how to be a good wife. That's what we're going to hear, honestly and truly. What we should be hearing is how are women going to be entered in certain spaces, how are policies and how are people going to be advocates for women within rooms. So how are people going to make sure that they hire not just exceptional women, but just good women, because that's what they do to men. Yeah. And they hire just good women. And we should hear that, you know, as people of the gender that is oppressing, we are trying to do A, B, and C. Don't tweet about it. No one cares.
I hear you.
Really, no one cares. What are you trying to do within your life to make sure that humanity's life is comfortable? right? And women aren't marginalized as much as they are. And how are spaces trying to create feminist kind of ideologies that, you know, all women are powerful, yes, but men also have a certain amount of power, yeah. Right? And that's what we should be hearing more about, how we're going to create a better society rather than who's right, who's wrong, who's doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And that's something I feel strongly about.
100%. And I'm with you. I totally take your point and stuff. And it's really one of those things that's not easy.
Mm.
One of the questions that I tweeted and asked, I said, we are definitely going to hear political rhetoric. And I don't know. I mean, last year, probably the same things.
Mm.
Now, excuse me, are going to be said, but these are in synonyms, you know, somewhat.
Mm.
And I don't know where the measurables are. What, or if we were to give a report back from last year's Women's Day to this one tomorrow, how are we going to measure it and say exactly this is what we have achieved and this is what we set out? I've never seen, at least in my view, goals and proper committals where people really would say this is what we're doing and this is how we're going to go about doing it. And for me, that worries me a great deal. It's the same thing that we saw recently. There was a tweet relating to the crime in the CBD where, you know, these guys, there's 8 of them and they grab people. And this is us saying, be careful out there. The CBD people are not kind. And people actually watch when people get mugged. It's a crazy thing.
And they take videos.
They take videos. Mm. Back in the days when stuff used to happen, you'd hear your Vimba and they would grab someone and they'd give them a proper hiding.
Mm.
These days, stuff like that,
it's not communal
anymore.
You're on your own.
But what we then saw, and before then, I had said, the city had said, we've just now got cameras and stuff like that. I said, those cameras are not going to do much. They're not a deterrent other than just to say, this is where we are and this is where the crime.
Today, they had
as many police and metro police patrolling the same area where the crime occurred. Those people are not there. They've moved on and stuff. Surely we can never be a reactive type of government and people. We need to think differently and do things properly, you know. And it's just a disconnect and it's really discouraging. But what can we say? Katlego says on Twitter, I attended the Femilog dialogue discussion where you hosted and they were super great and was encouraged and surprised by the content and what you were able to share, and it's great because it inspired a host of people and the panel. And what was pointed out, despite the poor attendance, was women have real issues and struggle, and those struggles ought to be engaged and stuff. So yeah, so if you were, as your parting shot, say to your followers and people who are listening to the show and celebrating Women's Day, and if you were Madam President tomorrow and you were to give your Women's Day speech, what would it entail and what issues would you deal with and cover?
I feel like I'm having an Obama moment.
Yeah, take it, shine it.
I think it would touch on social issues, a lot of social issues, and access, particularly to education and the learning spaces and access to economies and access to power and access, that it would speak a lot of power, access to equality, as well as a lot of equality 100%. Amongst people, amongst poor, rich, black, white, man, woman. It would be a lot about that because I think that's what we're struggling with now. We're just playing with power. And I also think it would be centered around sharing more love.
Of course.
Sharing more love from our country to each other.
No, I hear you. And I agree with you. It's one of those things that we have to do. And I'm glad that really we had this discussion. I mean, I wish you well.
Thank you.
I really hope that you will definitely keep in touch with us and ensure that things go very well and we do what we can. That was Buhle joining us on
Thank you.
Country Duty Show. And yeah, thanks for really being here and ensuring that you do it. We're about to go on our musical break and we will be back. And do join us, as I said, on hashtag Country Duty. tag at countrygtza, tag at Dumisole, at cliffcentral.com, and we'll be able to pick up your tweet.
This is cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to the Country Duty Show on cliffcentral.com. My name is Dumisole, and you can catch me on Twitter at Dumisole and tag at cliffcentral.com at countrygtza. Use the hashtag and also use hashtag total shutdown. I'm joined by Madam Patch in studio. That's her handle. Some of you know her as Brenda and stuff, but I think Madam Patch is definitely one that goes and very interesting. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening.
Yes, I'm also a bit starstruck.
Come on to me.
Of course I am. And unfortunately, we don't really have much time, yeah. but we'll get to the point.
Yeah.
Total shutdown. Naivali country. Eh?
And, see, Vala the way we want to
Vala it. And you made sure that the message is loud and clear.
Very.
So congratulations with really organizing and pulling it off. I'm sure there were doubts all over and people were like, so what will happen? And we got the message.
I'm so happy to hear that. Yes. Because that was the whole idea behind it. 100%. Just to get South Africa talking.
Indeed.
And being totally engrossed with, yes, gender-based violence.
100%.
And what I've seen in the last couple of days, now, and that's what achieved.
100%. And for people who really were and are still as confused, that why were there no men? Why were you guys anti-men?
Never anti-men.
It's a sentiment and it's, yeah, a view. Yeah. And it may well be ill-conceived and ill-placed and stuff, but what would you say to those type of people?
We are never anti-men.
Yes.
We still believe that men have got a significant role to play.
Yes.
In one, educating and creating awareness and actually stopping the scourge of violence against women, yeah, and intersectional women and, yes, gender non-conforming, yeah, people, right?
Yeah.
What we wanted to do was for a change.
Yes.
Give us the space as women to do what we want to do without, yeah, you coming in with your masculinity 100%. To try and take over. You are all over. You
Indeed.
Take over everywhere.
Yep.
This was our space to send the message in the manner that we thought is appropriate appropriate, yeah, for us to send.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I think, as I said, it's been well received and yeah, it's great. Now, you know, And I mean, I remember I was in DMs and I was speaking to some of your colleagues,
yes,
and stuff, and I saw this thing coming, and it's been great. I don't want to lie. I mean, it's truly supported, and Country GT really backs it,
yeah,
in all respects. Now, as I said, it's always, you know, it's difficult to run an organization to make momentum and still maintain it.
Yeah.
And most organizations really fall on that. You know, we were told that after Zuma, you guys will cease to exist and stuff.
Yeah, Country Duty.
Yeah, exactly. But it's 24/7 in, yeah, our view. You know, there are students who need money and we are there and we try. And we really ask people on Twitter to also join us and stuff like that. Now, the post-March, we are now sitting with Women's Day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we're going to hear tomorrow? Not that what should be said,
yeah,
but what do you think we're going to hear?
If I put my money on it,
yeah,
I think you're going to hear the president taking the first demand on board.
Yeah.
The first demand is, Mr. President, we'd like you to set the tone from the, yeah, top that gender-based violence cannot be tolerated and must be stopped in its tracks.
Yeah.
And that, Mr. President, you will then refrain from appointing,
yeah,
those who are found to be,
yeah,
right, gender-based abusers,
yeah,
or have minimized this the scourge. So they joke about it, they trivialize it. So, Mr. President, we're asking you to refrain and stop from appointing such individuals.
Yeah.
The third thing that you will hear from the president is announcing, yes, a gender summit.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And when is that scheduled?
It's scheduled for the 31st and the 1st of September. 31st of August to the 1st of September.
All right. And you'll post the dates and the programs and stuff on Twitter, I assume.
We will.
Yeah. And we ask people to join. And again,
yeah,
let's go back.
Yeah.
Who is invited and
so, So this is a gender-based summit, right? So long a women's thing. It's gender summit. So when you talk gender, it's both male and female.
100%. So we need to be there because surely we're part of the conversation and solutions at the end of the day.
Exactly.
And that's why we're there.
Yeah.
We saw some disturbing images to a certain extent at the Union Building.
Yeah.
In fact, as I said, I'm blown. I mean, you know, by people not only just submitting memorandum, but making sure that wherever the president is, Shapa reverse Atle and say, listen, I'm here to meet you guys.
Yeah.
And I apologize that I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that you made sure that it's not business as usual.
Yeah.
They sent Naledi and said, listen, you said, but hang on. This is who we want and this is who we're going to get.
Yeah.
And the message was clear. But ultimately, you and your members, somewhat, and everyone who was there, most people who really, and it was around the same time actually when you were there
night.
And interestingly, social media was there because stories need to be told, and the power of the cell phone was able to tell that story.
And
I think that was brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there were people who were arrested and assaults and stuff.
Yeah,
I understand that there were cases opened against you guys.
Sunnyside
police station.
Yeah.
What's happening there and what's the status?
So social media was fully aware of what was going on, and you had incidences where total shutdown participants were assaulted by the police.
Right. Yes,
and unsavory remarks were made against them.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, when a policeman says you deserve to be raped because of how you behave.
I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, like, seriously.
So these are things that were said to the to some of the protesters, our team that was part of the march.
Yeah.
So we have laid charges against those police individuals, right?
Yeah.
But also then, we're caught by surprise.
Have you guys identified some of them?
Yes, we know them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's assault. That's verbal assault. That's also criminal because, you know, how do you, when people are really trying to deal with the scourge of rape and abuse and femicide, you then say this is what they deserve?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all. I mean, I've been asking myself that policeman, when he said that, what was going on in his mind?
Absolutely. But, you know, but for me, what it says is the very same one who is part of the trash.
Yes.
And who at times would enable this type of trash.
Absolutely.
When a woman and inter, you know, sectional persons are vulnerable, they would probably say, go ahead and solve it at home. Or rather, are you sure you want to proceed
and
with this type of case?
And that's what they expect.
And that's what they expect. And unfortunately, that's why we have this high number that we see.
Yeah.
What is the status? Surely those charges would not stand. Do you guys need lawyers? Have you guys got lawyers?
We've got lawyers in the human rights space.
Oh, that's lovely.
So we've got cover there.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Who's acting? Lawyers for Human Rights?
Yeah, Lawyers for Human Rights.
I used to work there. That's lovely.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did my articles there.
So they're on standby.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
That's a great organization and they believe in the rule
of law. Yeah, what we have decided to do is we have laid the charges.
100%.
We give him preference and priority to the summit.
Yes.
We unleash after the
Absolutely.
Summit.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the point. You know, this thing needs strategic moves.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what you guys are going to do and stuff.
Yeah.
So ideally, what is the plan tomorrow in your view? Are there activities that you guys have organized?
We don't have activities organized per se as total shutdown.
Sure.
We're encouraging those women who are part of this movement.
Yes.
To be at different activities that are around their areas.
100%.
And continue to spread the message.
Yes.
And continue to say the very same 24 demands. They must be drilled down to all of us so that we all can speak with our eyes closed about those demands, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That work will continue. There's, you know, I understand the president is in PAL.
Yes.
So hopefully some of our members will be there and will continue to agitate and ensure that the president sets the right tone and send the right message.
But I hear you. I mean, there's confidence. You guys are excited to be, you know, having an audience with the president.
Yeah.
But there's Batabile Dlamini, who heads the women's department in the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
What is your view there? And if there's anything, and if there was a suggestion to be made to the president, what would it be, especially from total shutdown leadership?
Yeah. The suggestion has been made to the presidency.
Yes.
We've been working through the social advisor, Dr. Shisana.
Yes.
The message has already been sent to Dr. Shisana,
yes,
and the president,
yes,
that we would appreciate,
yes,
Minister Batabile Dlamini not being in the forefront of the summit.
100%.
Right?
That's good.
Our view is that that ministry has not been able to advance the cause of women.
I agree with you.
Right? So they have been part of the problem.
Yes.
So we can't bring them to assist in the solution when, yes, they have derailed and tried to stop the progress in this area.
100%.
So please stand back and we will be advised on, yeah, the next steps.
100%.
Yeah.
That's lovely. And I share your sentiments. And I mean, we're just about to wrap up and all of that. So going forward, over and above the summit and stuff, how can people get involved? And maybe just before we get to, yeah, how people can get involved, what is your view with, mm-hmm, the, you know, untimely passing of Kensani that has really, you know, shocked the nation? You know, and it's really topical because it deals with depression, and we know that most people are, yeah, suffering from that. Mm-hmm. In fact, black people actually do suffer from,
oh, yeah,
depression. It's,
yeah,
not a white man's,
no,
disease.
No, it's not.
And unfortunately,
I think the
exactly,
President Zuma said that, right?
Yeah, of course. Oh. And, you know, that, mm-hmm, that's another thing that, mm-hmm, was shocking.
Yeah.
And our condolences go to the Maseko family.
Yeah.
But what is your view? And if there's anything that you'd want to say and extend, what would you say?
They, you know, remember the Rhodes reference list,
100%,
when all, yeah, this started, and, yes, they were the women stood out and, yeah, talked about the rape culture that was,
yes,
pervasive at, yeah, at Rhodes, right?
Yes.
And I happened, fortunately, to be in touch with some of the students to try and look at the policy,
yes,
that existed on
the time.
At the time at Rhodes University on sexual harassment and sexual assault and rape, how the university,
yes,
dealt with those issues.
Yeah.
What came out strongly was that the university is not capable and doesn't have the capacity
to deal with
the rape. And in fact,
yeah,
they would literally don't want to see to deal with it.
Yeah.
If they had it that way, it will be something that they can block it and,
yeah,
hide.
Yes.
Okay. And unfortunately, that cannot happen. And I think,
yeah,
it's not just Rhodes, it's,
yeah,
almost all the universities. They are not equipped to,
yeah,
deal with rape, right, in the universities.
100%.
So we fail the women, we fail the men,
yeah,
at universities.
So the systematic issue must be addressed.
Absolutely.
We
have
it must
to
be done so urgently. Unfortunately, we ran out of,
oh,
time. And the sentence traffic has just been an injustice. I know what you mean. I also suffered from it. But what I would propose,
yeah,
next week we'll play a podcast.
Yeah.
But perhaps in preparation, we could have you as a guest,
okay,
and to continue just talking about your work, the summit, who do you guys have and,
yeah,
stuff, and maybe just have a few other people coming in here, and we can have a proper dialogue.
We'll appreciate it. Country duty first. We appreciate it.
100%.
Yeah, and all
thanks
of us are doing country duty at the moment.
100%. And,
yeah,
thanks for joining us at such short notice.
No, thank you very much, Mr. Sole.
Great stuff.
This is CliffCentral.com.